Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Popular songs usually trade in youthfulness and hope, but you may also detect something different, an elegiac strain that carries you emotionally farther and deeper than mere happiness.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Among other things, the elegiac strain takes us home. We have one home, the first, and leave that one. Or so John Updike tells us. The melancholy of loss deepens over time because, for instance, we all have a home we leave but remember. The passing of time can make the home you have more welcoming, its familiarity a gift. But also in its familiarity, you hear the possible dread of loss. The having and leaving, Updike adds, go on together. Ezio Pinza, Welcome Home, and Dick Haymes, Sounds Around the House.
Why, even when I leave this neighborhood for only a day, to go to the beach or the vineyards across the bay, no matter what I do or see, after turning home again, I get to that corner and then sweet voices, I hear sweet voices calling to me. Welcome home, says the street, as I hurry on my way. Welcome home, sings the gate, like a song. Welcome home, says the door, glad to feel your hand once more. Now you're back where you belong. Welcome home, says the chair, holding out its friendly arms. Welcome home, says the bed, rest on me. Now you're back where you should be. Close your eyes, and the world will settle down to sighs. Welcome home, says the lamp, lighting of familiar things. Look around at your friends, good and true. Get your cares all untied while you're warming up inside. Welcome home to you.
The sounds around the house are all the sounds I love the best. Footsteps singing, wind in the leaves, swallows nesting under the eaves. The sounds around the house can break your heart with what they say. I love search the dark and whisper, small boy, why aren't you there in the sounds around the house?
From Harold Rome's score to Fanny, Ezio Pinza with Welcome Home, and Dick Hames with Alec Wilder and Johnny Mercer's Sounds Around the House. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. No one in these songs is happy, though the depth of sadness varies. For many of them, uncontrolled memory rekindles whatever or whoever was lost. Each song is a single moment in a longer story, but within them, the sense of time passing is close to overwhelming. You remember what was good, even precious, but now is now. Truly, things will never again be what they were. Time has passed, love is gone, memory and the world you live in remain. More than anything, the elegiac defines these songs. Rosemary Clooney, The Days of Wine and Roses, and Mabel Mercer, Autumn Leaves.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memory of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. Thank you. discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses, days of wine and roses, the days of wine and roses and you.
Je voudrais tant que tu te souviennes les jours heureux où nous étions amis. En ce temps-là, la vie était plus belle et le soleil plus brûlant qu'aujourd'hui. Les feuilles mortes se ramassent à la pelle. Tu vois, je n'ai pas oublié. Les feuilles mortes se ramassent à la pelle, les souvenirs et les regrets aussi, et le vent du nord les emporte dans la nuit froide de l'oubli. Tu vois, je n'ai pas oublié la chanson que tu me chantais. C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble, toi qui m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble, toi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Mais la vie sépare ce qui s'aime tout doucement, sans faire de bruit, et la mer efface sur le sable les pas des amants désunis. Les feuilles se ramasse à la pelle, les souvenirs et les regrets aussi. Mais mon amour silencieux et fidèle sourit toujours, en remercie la vie. Je t'aimais tant, tu étais si jolie. Comment veux-tu que je t'oublie? En ce temps-là, la vie était plus belle et le soleil plus brûlant qu'aujourd'hui. Tu étais ma plus douce amie, mais je n'ai que faire tes regrets. Et la chanson que tu chantais toujours, toujours, je l'entendrai. C'est une chanson qui nous ressemble, toi qui m'aimais et je t'aimais. Nous vivions tous les deux ensemble, toi qui m'aimais, moi qui t'aimais. Mais la vie sépare ce qui s'aime tout doucement, sans faire de bruit, et la mer efface sur le sable les pas des amants désunis, et la mer
Rosemary Clooney with Mancini and Mercer's Days of Wine and Roses, and Mabel Mercer with Cosma Prévert and Mercer's Autumn Leaves. The elegiac strain often works better in songs that allude to autumn. They feel autumnal, but here and there you encounter someone who refuses to give up hope. He knows the time has passed, but he longs for one more chance to love and be loved. He looks out on the world to relearn that September is not December. Folly, perhaps, but folly leavened with hope. Walter Houston, September Song.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in place of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time or the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November, and these few golden days I'd share with you. These golden days I'd share with you. And the wine dwindles down to a precious brew. September, November, and these few vintage years I'd share with you. These vintage years I'd share with you.
From Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson's score to Knickerbocker Holiday, Walter Houston, September Song. Time is past, but memory teaches that the promise of other times is gone. These lyrics sustain the autumnal quality and imagery of the elegiac strain. These songs rely on the turn of the seasons, past springtime, through summer, into fall. The songs range from the dramatic monologue of early autumn to the inward-looking September of my years. Claude Thornhill's orchestra with vocal by Fran Warren, and then Frank Sinatra.
A smoky haze now hides the hill where once we walked and knew the thrill of a spring we thought could never bring such an early autumn. The murmur of forgotten sighs still echo on October skies. This vanished spring has taught my heart the sting of an early autumn. Curled leaves are blown astray like withered dreams. They drift away. I hope some spring may be some joy to fill this empty thing that has become my heart since we're apart in this early autumn. Please find my love.
Fran Warren with Burns, Herman, and Mercer's Early Autumn, and Frank Sinatra with Van Heusen and Kahn's September of My Years. Memory and time collaborate in these songs to play tricks on your emotions and understanding. When feelings persist in their intensity, they can turn the world topsy-turvy. Dorothy Parker once said that in New York City, if you can make it past 6:30, especially in winter, you can make it through the night. Despite her gift for irony rooted in cynicism, she must have possessed some grasp of the elegiac. Time spins, but memory is clear. When Frank Sinatra sings, "It Gets Lonely Early," and "Last Night When We Were Young."
When the children grown. And like starlings flown away, it gets lonely. Appears, turning winter years to May. It gets lonely early, doesn't it? Lonely early, doesn't it? Young enough to say it was really more than lovely, wasn't it? Truly lovely, wasn't it?
Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ago last night, today the world is old. You flew away and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this. A look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So let's reminisce
recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young.
Frank Sinatra with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's It Gets Lonely Early, and Harold Arlen and E.Y. Hawberg's Last Night When We Were Young. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. To be reflective means to remember. The explanation may turn less on information than metaphor, less on accuracy than suggestiveness. The poet Bink Knoll wrote that the image must be controlled by factuality. Facts, he affirmed, give vision responsibility. Songs find their origins in ordinary things that serve the larger purposes of love. A carousel, a wishing well, a song to sing, a telephone that doesn't ring. What you remember can carry wonder, but it's only what you remember. Peggy Lee, When the World Was Young.
They call me Coquette and Mademoiselle, and I must admit, I like it quite well. It's something to be the darling of all, la grande femme fatale, the belle of the ball. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person I'd rather be. I like what I do. I like what I see. But where is the schoolgirl that used to be me? You'll see me at Cap d'Antibor in Spain. I follow the sun by boat or by plane. It's any old millionaire in a storm, for I've got my mink to keep my heart warm. And sometimes I drink too much with the crowd, and sometimes I laugh a little too loud. My head may be aching, but it's unbowed. And sometimes I see it all through a cloud. Summers at Bordeaux, rowing the bateau, where the willow hung just a dream ago. When the world was young.
Peggy Lee with Gerard Vanier and Mercer's When the World Was Young. Have you noticed how many of these songs Johnny Mercer wrote? He's the master of the elegiac strain in the Great American Songbook. After he died, his wife found a completed lyric among his papers and asked Barry Manilow to set it to a melody. It's clearly some of the best work Manilow ever did. Years earlier, working with composer Harold Arlen, his most frequent and greatest collaborator, Mercer wrote a blues song shaped by a single train whistle on a dark, empty night, a song of loss that draws you ever deeper into a desperate soul. Rosemary Clooney, When October Goes, and Frank Sinatra, Blues in the Night.
October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them, when I was one of them. And when October goes, the same old dream appears, and I am in your arms to share the happy years. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see
to hide the helpless
should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see
done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye, but when the sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, ooh-ee. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, ooh-ee. My mama done told me, a-hoo-ee, da-hoo-ee, oh, clickety-clacks echoing back the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light. In the night, and take my word that mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are and he's so right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds they might blow, I've been in some big towns and I heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know, a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who will leave you to sing the blues in the night. Mm-hmm. there's blues in the night.
Rosemary Clooney with Barry Manilow and Johnny Mercer's When October Goes, and Frank Sinatra with Harold Arlen and Mercer's Blues in the Night. If anyone approaches Mercer as a master of the elegiac, I'd say it's E.Y. Harburg. Despite his penchant for imagery of rainbows and the stars, he remained tethered to everyday reality through his wit and wordplay. This song isn't about loneliness or the loss of time. It never mentions aging. The lovers are together and will remain so. But there's nothing here that feels young. This is a love to last, perhaps to the end, and a singer who understands what he has, the love expressed in an elegiac melody. Sights and Yarnell, Adrift on a Star.
Here we are, adrift on a star, alone in a silent sky. Lost in space, together we face the wonder of where and why. Why a sky without an end, a sea without a chart? Why the rain and why the rose and why the trembling heart?
The moon, the tide, the
Sights and Yarnell with Jacques Offenbach and E.Y. Harburg's Adrift on a Star. Harburg's first published song was Brother Can You Spare a Dime in 1932. Then, over the years, he wrote the lyrics to April in Paris and Paper Moon and Over the Rainbow. When he was 84, a few months before his death, he and composer Phil Springer wrote his very last song. It looked back reflectively, but without regret or remorse. He accepts the life he'd lived, the Broadway flops, the marriages that unraveled, the blacklisting. Only an old man could have written with such conviction, and yet the song isn't about him at all. Kay Ballard, Time, You Old Gypsy Man.
Gypsy man, thief on the wing, drugged me with rhapsodies, tricked me with spring, fiddled me off my feet, danced me on air, sprinkled my daydreams with gold dust, then silvered my hair. Silvered my hair, you rogue, crinkled my eyes, whistled the bird of youth out of my skies. Time, you old vagabond, riddle me this. What did you do with forever and ever that sealed every kiss? You packed up your tambourines, stilled your guitars, slipped off into the night, turned off the stars, stripped me of song and spring, robbed me of rhyme, fled in your carnival caravan, but you old gypsy man, thanks for a glorious time.
Kay Ballard with Phil Springer and E.Y. Harburg's Time, You Old Gypsy Man. We end with ambiguity. A young man and his friend are about to hit the road. They cross a river to set them on their way, with no plan except to follow where it takes them. He intuits that a broken heart may come, but seeing the world captures his imagination, from Moon River to the Rainbow's End. Yet what he remembers isn't home or family, but a missing friend who somehow waits for him, someone left behind, someone lost, someone who for whatever reason can't travel along. The missing person gives a song about beginnings, its elegiac strain, and leads us to wondering every time we hear its evocative strains, the honeysuckle friend. Nancy Lamott, Moon River.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever
a lot of words.
Nancy Lamott with Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer's Moon River. When I was young, I probably never noticed the elegiac strain in songs. It provides a level of satisfaction that comes only with the passing of years. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.